This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. In this podcast, I'm providing more details about the military contractors being deployed domestically in the United States or being told to expect deployment for a major upcoming event. And the reason I'm doing this is because I published a previous podcast on this topic, which went a lot more viral than I anticipated. I didn't know there was going to be so much coverage. I want to thank allnewspipeline.com for covering it with a big feature story. SGTReport.com covered it, and it's been covered elsewhere too on some other websites. And a lot of questions were raised about this in the comments, so I'm here to answer some more questions about it. So number one of the biggest questions, well, at least one of the questions was, how do I know these military contractors? You know, who are my sources? Well, I'm not going to give you their names, but I train with these people. I don't know if I've mentioned this in how much detail over the years, but I actually hire people to train me in hand-to-hand combat, pistol combat, rifle combat, everything imaginable for self-defense and community defense. So these guys are amazing instructors. They are, you know, they're former special forces, Navy SEALs, U.S. Marines, you name it, different groups, different backgrounds. Some are long-range shooters. Some are, you know, assault guys who assault buildings and clear rooms and things like that. And they know who I am. They know exactly what I do. They know that I'm a publisher of many sites and that I'm death threatened and so on. And they believe in America like I do. They believe in the mission, and they are kind enough to teach me some of the things that they've learned over the years. And so I routinely train. Right now I probably shoot 5,000 rounds a month of ammunition, which is kind of, that's where I tend to spend money, is on prepping. I don't buy luxury cars. I don't buy luxury homes. I don't buy luxury clothing. Anything like that. I spend money on ammo and prepping and training. That's what I do. That's just who I am. So that's how I know these guys. The second question was, should we be afraid of these guys? Like, are these bad guys or are these good guys, or what's the deal? Look, in my experience, even though I can't speak for every contractor, in my experience, every single one that I have met and worked with is an outstanding human being, an amazing individual who is working for the best interests of America. And in my previous podcast, in no way did I mean to imply, and hopefully it didn't come off this way, I was not trying to imply that these contractors are bad people. In fact, you're going to want them there. You are absolutely going to want them keeping the peace when whatever goes down starts to go down. You're going to beg for them. You're going to help them out. You're going to hand them ammo if they run out. I mean, you're going to want these guys there because they are there to keep the peace. And these people they're professional. They are mature. Every one of them supports America, supports Trump over Hillary Clinton. Every one of them is tired of the insane radical left-wing deranged mental illness that's on display every day in the media. Every single one of these guys. I mean, the military is so pro-America, as it should be, that there's almost no one that I've met anyway who could possibly want anything less than the protection of America and keeping the peace in America and so on. These guys are going to be tasked with, let's say, keeping down the protests, the mobs, the riots. You know, they may be tasked with enforcing martial law if that's declared, depending on the scenario. And I got to tell you, since I've trained with these guys a lot, they don't mess with these guys. They are so damn good at what they do. Every one of them can pick up a rifle and can hit targets on the move at several hundred yards, no problem. There's not a U.S. Marine that comes out of Marine training who isn't a marksman. Every one of them can shoot. And on top of that, people go beyond those skill sets. There's one instructor that I work with who is also a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu guy, and he's amazing in grappling and groundwork, and you know, he basically is like he's an MMA expert, and he can shoot. You know, he can do pistol, rifle skills, all that stuff. So in my book, these are good guys. Now, don't piss them off. I mean, don't threaten them. Don't wave a gun at them. That's suicide. They'll take you out. It wouldn't even be difficult for them. But that's not their intention. They are professional people. They are Americans. They are patriots. They want to keep the peace. That is their job. And they have very good discipline. They have good trigger control. They're not loose cannons, not by any stretch. At least not the ones I've met. They're all amazing, upstanding people, and just cool people, frankly, to be around. You know, just really good Americans. Okay. Next question was, do I have any more details on what kind of event is expected? Not exactly, but I do know that it is expected to result in mass civil unrest. That's the key. Mass civil unrest. So we're talking about cities breaking down, mass protests, chaos. And that seems to imply probably a grid down scenario. Perhaps. I mean, it's not 100%, but perhaps that. Or implies some kind of major political upheaval. There's been some talk from a number of vectors about maybe the Trump administration running a mass arrest of all of the Washington, D.C. pedophiles. Like all the pedos are going to get rounded up one day and charged with crimes, perhaps. That's like half of Washington, D.C. right there. So if that were to happen, who knows? Who knows the outcome from that or the blowback from that? There could be political upheaval nationwide. There are so many scenarios that could turn into massive crowd control and martial law that it's impossible to predict, you know, which one it's going to be. But based on my analysis, if you look at the food stamp program going down, that is the most likely catalyst, I believe, that would set off social unrest in the cities nationwide. And that's the other side of this, that from what I know, the discussion is, this is all about cities. It's about controlling crowds and social unrest or civil unrest in the cities. This has nothing to do with countryside. The military can't operate in the United States, and even these post-military contractors are too few in number to lock down, you know, rural counties on top of cities. That's impossible. They have to focus on certain cities, and even then, they're going to be stretched very, very thin. They're going to be locking down the cities from, you know, to keep the cities under control. That's what this is about. And of course, they're going to be helped by guard units, you know, State Guard, National Guard, and of course, local law enforcement is going to be heavily involved. And a lot of these guys work together quite well. You know, local law enforcement plus military contractors plus State Guard units, they can all kind of get along. I mean, you know, sometimes they bicker about who's in charge or who has jurisdiction over a certain scene, but they can still cooperate. And the way they do that, by the way, just to let you know one more detail, like the military contractors, for example, they cannot make arrests. I don't know if you knew that. They can't make arrests. And even State Guard and National Guard units cannot make arrests. It's up to local police to make actual arrests. And so the guard units or the contractors, all they can do is really sort of have a show of force and defend themselves, and if necessary, defend police as well. You know, you can't order contractors to just open fire on civilians. It doesn't work that way. So don't be concerned. That's not going to happen. Now, police actually have a little more leeway because they are the local jurisdiction in charge, believe it or not. So if police open fire on a crowd, they would actually, you know, maybe have more leeway than contractors, for sure. Contractors wouldn't do it anyway. And by the way, contractors are good enough that they can attack a crowd in a non-fatal fashion. They'll just bounce rounds off the pavement, shoot everybody in the shins. You know, it's kind of to dissuade them. If there's a mob coming at you and you don't want to kill a bunch of people, you know, you open fire at their feet. And contractors have that skill set to be able to do that, no problem. Okay, what about gun confiscation? This is the last topic, and then I'll wrap this up. Gun confiscation. Would contractors participate in door-to-door gun confiscation in America? My guess is a few of them would, but most of them would not. And the reason is they're getting paid anywhere from $800 to $1,000 a day. All right, that's kind of the going rate for these guys. Like being stationed in Puerto Rico right now, they're making $800 to $1,000 a day. And they're running lots of things there, helping rebuild the infrastructure, helping guard the power stations, helping guard the copper. One of the guys told me that the entire electrical infrastructure in Puerto Rico is being rebuilt with scrap metal because they can't even get the supplies from the United States. So these scrap metal pieces keep breaking. And that's why the grid keeps going up and down. It's a real mess, according to them. But in any case, they're not making enough money to go door to door and get shot at, okay? They're not making that much money. And besides, they don't agree with gun confiscation. So in my view, they would not run door-to-door gun confiscation because they know that would be suicide and it's against their philosophy in the first place. Now, might they do it in some very small area, some war zone, ghetto zone in a city like Chicago? Yeah, perhaps. I don't know. But for $900 a day, would you go to door-to-door and start demanding people's guns while getting shot at? No way. No way. And they're not stupid. They're not stupid. Like, nah, sorry, man. This is, forget it. I'm going home. This is not worth it. You know, a paycheck versus getting shot at for taking people's guns? Nah, I don't think they're going to do that. So that's what I know so far. I'll share more with you as this develops. The bottom line is get ready because there's something big coming down the pipeline here in America, something big domestic. Could be a massive false flag, could be anticipation of social chaos after a North Korean nuke attack, could be a government going bankrupt and being unable to fund the food stamp system. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Nobody, I guess that's above my pay grade. No one's telling anybody that I know, but something's coming down. So get ready, get prepared, folks. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.